Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hi, this is Mark Witten, co-creator of Bloody Disgusting's The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guest book, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening.
I find myself in the third floor offices, my place here, away from the daily minutiae of management, away from the laborious deaths of the guests. Here in the maze of desks and filing cabinets, papers with nothing on them, and telephones that connect to nowhere. From here I can see everything, go anywhere. From here is where I make my reports to... Something flickers. In the dark of my mind, somewhere in the back, a thought, a memory. I hold my breath and close my eyes, trying not to scare it away. Yes. Yes, I remember. I exhale loudly, blowing the thought away. I report to the powers that be on how the hotel is running, how the hotel... The powers that be, I mean, how they run. No. Where was I? I was just... It was here, but it was... Outside, I can hear a cold wind screaming. There are no windows, and I can't see any walls. Just endless towers of reports and desks. Blank pages.
What? Who's there? If that's you, lobby boy, you'd better get back to your post. You had better get back. No. I have to run.
Something is coming for me. I only know how to fear one thing, and this isn't her. But still, I run. I run because the dim flickering candle in the back of my mind is getting brighter. More candles join in, each flame a memory. Like a candle, you can regard it only for so long before the bright light burns the memory of the fire into your eyes. And I don't want this burnt into my eyes. I can see her laying dead on the lobby floor. I can see the blood framing her open eyes. I can see the shape of her skull. And I remember... I run between dusty desks and knock stacks of papers over. I run and run, but there's nowhere to go. No rooms or walls, only the comforting velvet blackness that surrounds me. I start to slip on the papers that cover the floor. My reports, to be given, already given. Blank pages that would soak up the blood if... I let one of the candles in my mind blow out. Like a birthday wish that will never come true. I remember. I remember her cold eyes and unyielding will. The way she controlled the lobby boy and drew everything out of each guest. I remember her cruelty. I try to light 1,000 candles remembering her. Trying to burn their memory into my eyes so that I could blind myself to the one single candle I wished on. The only memory I've ever run from. The shape of her skull, eyes fixed on nothing, dead. Whatever it is to die, I remembered.
you remember? You think you remember?
Do you think?
Or have I told you what to think and where to go?
I obey. I try to obey. Please.
Are you begging for your life? Or begging because you think it will please me?
This place is for the guests to die.
The guests were never meant to come this far.
Who will kill them, if not us?
I make so many pretty things.
Listen to them, children.
Please, I don't understand. I don't know what I've done to displease you. Please tell me.
You haven't displeased me at all. You're doing exactly what I want.
You always do.
I don't want to die.
Almost none of them do. Tell me you're afraid again.
Please!
I didn't
run. Time to make a wish.
And you died.
It's almost my birthday.
It's almost my birthday.
So do you.
Not yet. I'm not some simple lobby boy or manager. I own this. All of this belongs to me. You are beneath me. You are weak. You died because you lacked the will to live. To run. I am...
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, starring Kelly Ninaltowski as the manager, Mark Whitten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.